T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline from Atlanta, the Sports X 106.3 FM down there. He is Mark Zeno. Mark, what's going on?
Joe, always good to talk to you, brother.
Yeah, all right. So tell me, what this Braves team, I mean, they are just, they're on a roll right now. What is the biggest thing that has led to this hot streak for them? Is it been the pitching, or has it been more so their offense?
It's been their offense all season long, really. I mean, you know, everything from Austin Riley getting called up and providing an injection of power into the lineup and more protection, Ronald Acuna getting moved up to the leadoff spot and sending Josh Donaldson down to the cleanup spot where he belonged. You know, that May 1st switch really was the catalyst for a lot of different things that happened offensively. This is a team now that's going to put six guys who are going to hit at least 20 home runs this year, barring, you know, a major injury to one of three of them who haven't hit yet 20. But, you know, this is a team right now that puts together a lineup that can mash the baseball, you know, at least 1 through 6, if not 7, depending on what the lineup looks each given day. And so from that standpoint, there's tough outs up and down this entire lineup. They've gotten great pitching, obviously, from Mike Soroka, who won again yesterday, and Max Fried. And now they throw in Dallas Keuchel in the mix. Beyond that, I think a lot of their pitching is a wild card. And everybody here in Atlanta is, you know, wondering what the next 2 weeks are going to hold and who they're going to acquire at the deadline and how they're going to address the starting rotation and the back end, because their bullpen clearly still is of some major concern.
Well, I know the Atlanta Braves for a while now have really put together a strong farm system, and they have, I believe, 5 top 100 prospects according to MLB.com. And a lot of those guys are really at the AA or AAA stage. So are there guys in that farm system right now, Mark, that are can't-miss prospects that the Braves are trying really hard not to move? Or at this point, are they willing to say, hey, we'll part with anyone as long as we're getting a premium player back?
Well, listen, there's a couple of things at play here, okay? Look, the name's Ian Anderson, their top pitcher, and Christian Pache, who is their double-A outfielder, who already, by many measures, pro scouts will tell you he's a gold glove-type center fielder. They're going to get Ronald Acuna out of center field next year. The intent is that Pache probably would start in center, depending on what they do with Nick Markakis and, where Austin Riley is, if he's moving to third base, so on and so forth. So there's that. I mean, those are the two big prospects that nobody really wants to move because of 6, maybe 7 years of team control. Mm-hmm. The Braves front office, and Alex Anthopoulos is probably one of the most, if not the most, aggressive GM in all of baseball. And you have essentially taken what is a Ferrari of a GM and put a governor on it, not allowing him to put the gas pedal to the floor, because ownership of the Braves, Liberty Media, which is a faceless owner, won't allow him to spend, won't allow him to go out there and acquire major contracts. And so this is a organization that has kind of sold you on the fact that these young pieces are the key to the future. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask me, there's not a single guy who has never played in any of the majors who isn't untouchable. You can trade all those guys. I mean, you know, I keep reminding Braves fans, the Cleveland Indians a couple of years ago traded their top prospect, Clint Frazier, at the New York Yankees for Andrew Freakin Miller. They traded him for a guy they ended up making a middle reliever. Like, I mean, you know, so everybody in the minors can and should be had. Would you move a guy like Austin Riley? Maybe not. I think you've seen from a 40-50 game sample set that that's probably a body you want to hold on to. Could you move maybe a guy like Mike Foltynewicz, who at this time last year had just come off an All-Star appearance and, you know, thought was going to be the anchor of your staff, and this year, right now, he's pitching for AAA Gwinnett. I mean, could you move him? Yes, I think absolutely you could. So what the Braves decide to do at the deadline will be very, very telling. But I don't know if I've ever seen a fan base that is more in love with prospects than the Atlanta market in general. Like, I posed a trade on Twitter to fans, and Braves Twitter absolutely despises me. I said, look, you'll get Jacob deGrom from the Mets, and you have to give up Christian Pache, I named before, Ian Anderson, I named before, and Austin Riley. And people were going to come to my house with pitchforks and knives and flaming sticks and ready to chop my head off, because – the idea of that it wasn't that Jacob DeGrom makes $30 million a year. It wasn't that Jacob DeGrom is 31 years old and that's a risky proposition for a pitcher. It wasn't that he was under contract for 5 more years. It was that they couldn't give up these prospects in the minors. That's what set Braves fans off. How dare I trade those guys? And I'm sitting there going, that's Jacob freaking DeGrom.
Right.
Like, if you say DeGrom, Keuchel, Soroka starting your postseason, that's better than what the Dodgers put out there. That's a rotation that wins you a World Series. How do you look at that and go, nope, don't need that? I go, you're nuts. Because I tell everybody, look, when you get close, you go all in. And you guys, Milwaukee did it for CC Sabathia years ago. Remember that? And
oh, yeah.
It paid off. It got him a playoff berth. I mean, they went all in, and it got him a playoff berth. What did the Indians get back for it? I don't really remember, because none of those guys ever turned out to be anything. So from that standpoint, I am all for teams pushing in and going for it. I've told Braves fans repeatedly, whatever move you're going to make at the deadline, if it doesn't close the gap with the Dodgers, then it doesn't need to be made. Because at that point in time, there's no reason to make it. I think the gap between the Dodgers and the Braves is the same as the gap between the Braves and everybody else in the NL. And the only thing the Braves have to focus on is closing that gap and knocking off the two-time defending NL champions. If the move isn't designed to do that, then I don't think there's a reason to do it. Just ride the string out and try to fix it in the offseason. But I'm not sitting here. Marcus Stroman does nothing for me. Like, he doesn't excite. Couldn't he be hot the last 2 months in a different team, in a different lineup, and go, you know, 7-0 down the stretch and make a huge difference? Yes. Are the odds against that? I think so. But Marcus Stroman, I don't think, separates you from or closes the gap with the Dodgers and says, I could send out Keuchel, Stroman, and Soroka and be fine in the postseason. You're sending that out now, if you ask me. I mean, you might as well send Max Fried out there. I don't know if there's much of a difference. So I am just somebody who's really aggressive when it comes to this stuff. If you're going to push your chips in, push all your chips in, and try to go win a damn World Series, because if you're not doing that, then what's the reason you're even going for anything?
Talking with Mark Zinno from the SportsX 106.3 FM down in Atlanta. So, I mean, if there's one guy that you think the Braves should really go after, regardless of, you know, what ownership thinks, you know, put all that off to the side. If you're Mark Zinno and you're the general manager, who's the guy that you really want to go after for the Braves?
Well, I'm sitting here hoping that the Washington Nationals, well, by the way, start a series with the Orioles tonight, or tomorrow night, rather, lose every game in the next 2 weeks and hope that Max Scherzer is available. Because that's the kind of movie. Here's the thing. Like, I get that Madison Bumgarner, you know, he's not the 2014 version that you're getting. He's a guy that's a three-month rental. So I understand in general it's hard to sell off controllable assets for 3 months of a rental. That, to me, makes a ton more sense to say, no, I don't want to do it. But if Jacob DeGrom was available or Noah Syndergaard was available, I understand their trades within the division and they're highly unlikely, but go get them. I mean, that's really what you want to do. I think that is a move that clearly makes a huge impact on your team. And the same thing with Will Smith. I'm not all there for that. I mean, I think that there are better guys to go and get. I think the reliever they should go after is Felipe Vasquez of the Pirates. I mean, you know, this is a guy that you will get team control over. Sure, he's going to cost a lot because closers always do at the deadline. There's a premium on him. You know, the Pirates are a team right now that isn't necessarily in a playoff race, despite the fact that the NL Central is very, very crowded from top to bottom. But this is a team right now that's below 500, so they may decide to just sell off and say, it's not for us. And the Pirates have a negative 48 run differential. And the Cincinnati Reds, as you know, who are a game behind them, have a plus 33 run differential.
Right.
So the Pirates are probably a lot worse than what their record actually says. That's a guy I'd go after in the bullpen. But I don't know that they'll close the gap with the Dodgers without addressing getting a starter and a closer. Because if you're a Braves fan, you guys may see this in this series, when the door opens for the ninth inning and Luke Jackson comes out, every Braves fan gets a bucket to throw up in, because that's how nauseous it is watching him pitch. I mean, it's just a wild ride. He's not a closer. He's not a guy that you can hand the keys to in the ninth inning. Brian Snicker has anointed him as such, and he continues to give him the job. All of us continue to scratch our head and wonder why. He's done a good job, but it doesn't come without, let's go first and second with one out in a one-run game before we decide to get the final two outs and make everybody nauseous for 15 minutes in the ninth inning. That's kind of what happens. So they need a back-end guy. They need another proven high-end starter where you can move Mike Soroka to be the third starter in the postseason behind Keuchel and somebody else. If they do that, they'll close the gap with the Dodgers. But I think I'm a go-big-or-go-home kind of guy. If you can get Scherzer, if you can get Syndergaard or DeGrom, I mean, these are the names you got to go for, because you're not going to close the gap with the Dodgers without it. Could Madison Bumgarner be that guy? Yeah, but it is a major roll of the dice.
Real quick, Mark, before I let you go, Dallas Keuchel, he's actually pitched pretty well since, you know, being out there in free agency for a couple of months. How surprised are you by how well he's pitched?
I'm surprised he hasn't had better results. I mean, look, you know, wins aren't everything, but for a guy who's got a 3 ERA, you would expect that they have they would have put a couple more wins in his starts together. That said, you know, he's going deep in games. He's taking some pressure off the bullpen. I didn't think there was ever any question as to what Dallas Keuchel could do for any team. I think it was just a question of people not wanting to give up a draft pick, which again is silly, or lose any compensation for him. But had the Braves had this guy since the beginning of the year, 20 games over 500 might be, you know, a little bit different. They might even be more than that. I think he's pitched really well. He's had one bad start that has kind of really changed his numbers. But beyond that, I think he fits in well. I think he's kind of the ace that you need. I think he's a guy that could push them over the top in the postseason. But, again, Keuchel is a rental for the Braves going forward. So you've decided to give him a contract for the rest of this year. And if you don't cash in on it, you know, Keuchel's going to prove he's going to pitch his tail off and prove that somebody's going to give him a 3 or 4 year deal next year at a high dollar value. And it's likely not going to be Atlanta. So from that standpoint, you better get the most out of Keuchel as you can. Let him continue to pitch really well and hopefully get to deep into the postseason.
Brewers and Braves tonight, the first of a 3-game set at Miller Park. He is Mark Zinno from the SportsX 106.3 FM down in Atlanta. Mark, as always, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again down the road.
Joe, you're the best, bud. Take care.
Yeah, you too. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.